From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
We're kind of with a pack of people, other women, other men, everyone just running, and we're just trying to, like, figure out what to do.
Now on Nightbeat, new insight tonight in the chaos that unfolded during a performance of Hamilton in San Francisco's Orpheum Theater. Good evening to you. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. We'll get to that story in a moment, but we'll begin tonight with breaking news. A chemical fire broke out near Tesla's Fremont plant tonight. It was reported just before 8:30. We've learned the fire didn't start inside the main Fremont Boulevard facility, but it did break out in an area used to store hazardous waste and old batteries. Fire crews say that no buildings are threatened. The fire has been contained and no injuries were reported.
Tonight, we're getting new details in the panic that broke out during a Hamilton show. It all started when audience members mistook a medical emergency for an active shooter. Nightbeat's Betty Yu spoke to a woman who feared for her family's life.
24 hours after chaos erupted after last night's Hamilton show, theatergoers are still shaken up by the pandemonium that followed what turned out to be a medical emergency. This is the Richarder family from Half Moon Bay. They took this photo outside the Orpheum Theater before the show. More than halfway through the musical, mass panic and confusion.
And then somebody said, gun, there's a gun. And then we heard someone else say, shooter. Someone else said, bomb. It was just all these words kind of pop, pop, popping from down below. So, and then people just started running, and it was still dark and the play was still going on.
I was really scared and we couldn't find my dad.
Several videos from social media show the aftermath. San Francisco Fire says a woman in the audience suffered a heart attack. It happened after the scene where Alexander Hamilton is shot on stage. Three people were injured during the panicked exit, including a woman who broke her leg.
I imagine there could have been a shooter coming up the other side. We didn't know if it was a terrorist. We didn't know if there were several shooters because these tragedies happen all over the U.S. Outside was just complete bedlam. It was, people were tripping all over themselves. We actually saw three people fall as they were running. People were screaming and crying and running.
There was a massive amount of people that started running. People started ducking under their chairs.
Sean McEachran from Sacramento was six rows from the stage.
The actors ran straight off the set, and there was no security presence whatsoever. If they were, they were probably running towards the door as well.
Orpheum Theater today released a statement that said in part, it is in the process of contacting patrons from last night's show to invite them to return to see Hamilton. Heidi says that the trauma is just far too great for her family to return to the theater for another show. She would like a refund. Both her and Sean say they have yet to be contacted by Orpheum. On the Nightbeat, I'm Betty Yu.
Oakland teachers are just days away from a walkout, and today the union announced they plan to go on strike Thursday. Teachers are demanding a 12% pay raise over 3 years, smaller class sizes, and more student supports. The union says it's a drastic step impacting 37,000 students, but necessary.
To ensure that our students have lower class size, to have individualized instruction, and to ensure that our students have vital resources.
Is it going to be disruptive here in the district? There's no question. It's not going to be business as usual if there's a strike.
The district wants the union to return to the bargaining table. It says schools will remain open if there is a strike, and 15 rec centers will be opened for the students who don't want to cross picket lines. AC Transit says if there's a strike, it will do its best to maintain service, though schedules may be impacted. The agency also says buses will not cross picket lines and will only board where it's safe.
Well, we'll switch gears to what was the big story this past week, and still repercussions tonight as we take a live look from our Cliff House camera overlooking Ocean Beach in San Francisco. Cloudy night in parts of the Bay Area and other places. The moon is peeking through. The Bay Area got scattered showers today. They'll get more coming up tonight as well. Latest on the KPIX 5 High Def Doppler shows there is a little ripple in the atmosphere that's moving in over Mendocino right now, down to Jenner and Highway 1. And eventually into the Bay Area around midnight, between midnight and 3 a.m. High Def Doppler has showed the showers we had today have mostly dried up, but there's still a few disturbances moving through the Bay Area, although on the East Bay shoreline and the immediate peninsula and up in the North Bay, there's not much. But later tonight, we are going to increase clouds, and that's going to lead to a few more showers in the overnight hours. We'll have a complete forecast, including how much we expect and when it's all going to end, when we cover the forecast in a few minutes. Jules.
Well, tonight, crews are working to remove a large redwood tree that smashed into a house in West Marin. It came down Thursday during the heavy rain. No one was home, but the building in Woodacre is now red tagged. Meantime, another redwood fell this morning in Nicasio, blocking Lucas Valley Road. Marin County officials have declared a state of emergency in the wake of the destructive Sausalito mudslide and massive flooding along Highway 37. Westbound lanes between Atherton Avenue and Highway 101 are closed after a nearby levee gave way. Nightbeat's Katie Nielsen with a look at the repair efforts going on tonight.
Now, all of this water that we're standing in, this is why Highway 37 is still closed. You can see all of the flooding goes across the roadway. Now, down here, we actually have some Caltrans crews that are staging some equipment to hopefully help as soon as they can get some of this flood water out of the area. Now, the issue is a levee breached on Thursday that led to a lot of water from the Novato Creek rushing into the fields that are around Highway 37. They estimate about 650 million gallons of water rushed into this area Thursday into Friday. Now, all of that water ended up flooding Highway 37. Right now, there's about a foot of standing water that comes across the highway. What they're hoping is they can finish a temporary dam by Monday afternoon, Monday evening, so the Caltrans can start pumping some of that flood water out on Tuesday. Once they're able to get those pumps up and running, we're looking at about 5 to 7 days before those floodwaters come down. Again, 6 to 8 inches of water. This is one of the highway dividing lines that separates the two lanes on Highway 37. So again, all of this water just needs to go somewhere, anywhere, but here so that they can open the roads. On the Nightbeat, I'm Katie Nielsen.
All righty, Katie. Well, the city of Sausalito set to declare its own local emergency following that mudslide this past week. It ripped through a hillside, caused a home to tumble 200 feet down on the south side of town. City has to declare an emergency within 10 days in order to be eligible for state funds. Flooding concerns have also closed down a Livermore Park until next month. Del Valle Regional Park will be closed through March 3rd. Officials will keep an eye on high water levels at the park's lake. Campground and the marina will also be closed.
Well, tonight, the CHP is telling drivers it's better to avoid this Sierra altogether. Reporter Mark Thompson shows us people venturing to the mountains this weekend are getting stuck for hours.
CHP telling drivers on Highway 50 to expect an 8 to 10 hour trip to South Lake Tahoe if you're lucky. The winter storm dumping feet of snow on mountain roads, and in a stern statement, CHP says holiday drivers simply weren't ready for it. Quote, in many cases, we're having to go rescue people who have put themselves in bad situations by being unprepared. The main issue, chains. CHP says people are driving up without them and they can't find places to buy them along the way.
Trying to get it done. Be safe.
There are also avalanche warnings forcing Caltrans to hold traffic for hours.
Best scenario, everybody started stopping here.
Hundreds stuck right here at Fresh Pond playing and sledding with family and friends. And while it ain't Tahoe, they say it'll have to do for now.
We're stuck at chain control for like an hour and a half, and then avalanche control for 2 hours. Decided to come back and turn around and hang out here.
This looks like the spot where everybody
it
is.
It seems like it's fun. They're having a blast, so it's great.
And those avalanche warnings remain in effect, so Highway 50 is going to be backed up on and off all throughout the evening. CHP says if you've got to come to Lake Tahoe, they suggest taking 80, but there are issues with 80 as well. So they're urging drivers, really, if you don't have to come up here, to simply stay home. Along Highway 50 in the Sierra, Mark Thompson, KPIX 5.
A police pursuit in the East Bay ended with two injured officers and a major traffic mess. Antioch police and CHP officers chased a suspect in a stolen vehicle into the Caldecott Tunnel, and then he hit two cars and fled on foot.
Car witness, there's a gun pointing. The suspect has a gun pointing at an X-ray. Is there a unit that can advise?
Or an SUV with damage all around.
Northbound through the vegetation.
Star 3, officer in the westbound side of the bore chasing the suspect northbound through the vegetation.
33, Caldecott Lane is where they're walking to run into.
Just advise the vehicle going into oncoming traffic, almost TC. Vehicle was last seen 4 hours ago.
Well, the police search shut down a section of the tunnel for about 2 hours. Police did find the suspect after he attempted 2 carjackings and took him into custody. He's also suspected of injuring 2 Antioch police officers by ramming their patrol cars and then running one of them down, making his escape. Both of the officers suffered minor injuries. Coming up, a new twist in the alleged assault of Empire star Jussie Smollett tonight. Why authorities say he orchestrated his own attack.
Plus, a popular Las Vegas tourist attraction turns deadly. The investigation that's now underway.